The Orange County Sheriff's Department continues to defend its Theo Lacy facility, which houses detained undocumented immigrants in the city of Orange. A report by the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General's office finds that deputies subject people there to spoiled meat, dirty showers, solitary confinement, and is now mixing low-level inmates with violent offenders. Those are all violations of ICE detention standards. The report comes right after Sheriff Sandra Hutchins traveled to Washington to let the Trump administration know that she wants to collaborate with ICE in identifying and detaining undocumented immigrants. Gustavo Arellano is with us now for KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Number one, what are sheriff's officials saying about this Inspector General's report?
As usual with anything that happens to controversy in the jails or anything with the sheriff's department, Sheriff Hutchins says, oops, our bad. We already fixed it, so we don't need any more oversight. And yeah, sorry about that, everyone. It's the continue, and we've talked about this and so many other scandals involving the sheriff's department, the Orange County Jail here on OC Line, but it's more and more of the same with Hutchins.
Well, Hutchins is already under fire for conditions inside those jails, as you mentioned, and whether security is tight enough. We have the famous trio that escaped from one of the jails down there. What is this going to add to the conversation?
For people who support Hutchins, they're going to say, hey, you know, she's on it. But what's interesting is that you even have the union that supports the deputies in the jail saying, like, well, yeah, we fixed this as well, but we hope that Sheriff Hutchins will continue to improve staff and staff morale in the jails. Last year, Tom Dominguez, who's the head of the Sheriff's Union, has been very critical of Hutchins and says that a lot of the mishaps that happen at the jails is because there's not enough staffing or they're dealing with antiquated equipment. So I think this is interesting that this is now the Department of Homeland Security, not lefty critics, saying, no, there's a problem here. In this specific part of the Orange County Jail with undocumented immigrants of treatment, there is a problem. And the Sheriff's Union saying, like, yeah, it's kind of like what we've been saying.
Are there any fines involved, Gustavo? I mean, if there is a violation, doesn't someone or some entity have to pay?
In this case, no. It was a surprise visit. So you had people from the Department of Homeland Security come in with a surprise visit. That's why they were able to find, you know, rotted meat where, like, this was inmates telling them that the meat was so foul that they'd have to wash the meat before they would eat it themselves. Mildew in showers, also solitary confinement for 24 hours. All this is in violation. But at least with the government, they're like, well, just don't do it anymore, okay? And next time you'll do it, then there'll be a slap on the wrist on you.
Hutchins went to Washington recently to talk about OC officials collaborating more to help the feds detain more people through ICE, people who are here without documentation. Does this help or hurt that case?
Oh, of course, with this administration. Actually, Donald Trump called Sheriff Hutchins legendary, which everyone here in Orange County started laughing when he said that. But what Hutchins is proposing is that she told the administration, so she met a little bit with Trump, but it was specifically the meetings with Attorney General Jeff Sessions and other people, saying that we won't be enforcing out in the community. In other words, they're not going to deputize sheriff's deputies to be able to go out and detain people simply for being undocumented. But once we have people in the jail and we determine that they're undocumented, we're going to go above and beyond our powers, our current powers right now, and try to turn them over to ICE so they could be subject to deportation. The problem, though, is that California law specifically bans what Sheriff Hutchins is proposing, and the federal courts have found such moves are in violation of the Fourth Amendment. So basically what Hutchins is counting on is that you have an administration that seems to want to deport more people, definitely more so than the Obama administration, and she's able to propose this because here in Orange County, hey, to be tough on illegal immigration is almost a guaranteed vote getter.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.